Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
And so he's there, and God says, I've already commanded a widow woman to sustain you while you're here. So as he arrives, there's the widow woman. And he says, go and fetch me a flask of water. And she, as she's going, he says, and bring me a little cake, a little something to eat. And she says, as the Lord lives and you live, I got these two sticks. I got this little bit of meal. My son and I was going to cook it. We're going to eat it and die. So what's governing there? Death and famine. Yes. Yes. What's governing over Israel? Death and famine. It got so bad in Israel that they were eating each other's babies. They were eating dung from donkeys. They were eating whatever. It got bad. People dying everywhere because of a man's word. We had clout with God. God brought the judgment. And then he led the man to the root. All right? This is where many miss what God is doing. They deal with fruit and don't find the root. They plucking people fruit off. Corrupt fruit. And the fruit gonna go right back. Tell somebody, you got to find the root. See, God will take you to the root. I always say it may not be comfortable. But Elijah went, and the woman, God prepared her heart so she was convinced when Elijah said, bake me a cake first. But see, he released something there that caused a prophetic word to start activating. Are you hearing? She heard him, and against all odds, she baked him a cake first. But in that obedience, it opened up a dimension. And so the meal didn't go away. This is for a whole year now. The meal, that little meal they had, she was able to sustain her son, their family, and Elijah for a full year of a little bit of meal because she obeyed the voice of the prophet. Believe God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophet, so shall you prosper. That's the word of God. So they prospered for a whole year, but in the process of time, her son died. Why? Because death and famine were governing the land. So what did Elijah do? She took it to Elijah and said, see, why have you come to judge me of my sins? But Elijah said, no, this is not what this is about. Amen. So what did Elijah do? Elijah resurrected the son, right? Yes. Brought the son back. And the son was well. So what did he do? Where the root of the problem was, Elijah defeated death and famine. He went to the root. Find out where the root is. Find out where the devil's hiding. Find out where the routine is so stuck in stone that it's become your normal. And go at the root of that. Change some stuff. Deal with it. Speak to it. Curse it. Curse that habit. Curse that attitude. Curse that anger problem. Curse it at the root. Stop trying to always apologizing. I'm sorry. You just say that 10 times a day. All right. No, get that root. Get that root. Tell somebody right now, you can change. Somebody said, you can't teach an old dog to do shit. Well, you ain't no old dog. And you can teach an old dog new tricks. Get this said. So he got it. Tell somebody he got the root. It may not make sense to you, but see, God's after roots. Ancient spirits. False governments that have been ruling for a long time. And God will only use his covenant authority. Now, in the process, Elijah met Obadiah, who was a faithful man, and God had put him in a position with Ahab's right-hand man. But Obadiah feared God. So when Jezebel was killing all the prophets of God, Obadiah took 100 of them and hid 50 in one cave and 50 in another cave and fed them with bread and water and sustained them. So there was at least 100 prophets that were there. But see, we're coming upon a move where the prophets in the cave are coming out. It's not about just sustenance now. It's not about just hiding out until Jesus comes, trying to make it to heaven. No, it's time that your voice get heard. See, but in the meantime, God had a voice, had an Elijah. Amen. Who kept the move going while the others were in the cave. But see, there's a whole lot of prophetic voices. Like God said, I got 7,000 that haven't bowed the knee to Baal. Listen, he said that haven't bowed the knee to Baal. Didn't mean that they were out prophesying. Didn't mean they were about the master's business. He said they're prophets. They're hidden. They're on lock right now. But they haven't bowed their knee to Baal. There's going to come a move where these 7,000 going to be released. The forerunners will be released. And they will. We're going to take this thing over after that. But in the meantime, there has to be a voice from Elijah. Sometimes Elijah can get discouraged because you feel like you're all alone. And he had every right to feel like that to a degree, because he was. So he does that in Zarephath, and then God sends him back. He finds Ahab, he finds Obadiah, and Obadiah said, listen, you want me to tell Ahab you out here, but Ahab is sent to every nation looking for you, and you can't be found. And so if I go tell him you out here and you disappear, he's going to cut my head off. Yeah. Yeah. Elijah said, no, I ain't going to do that. Tell him I'm here. So he went and told Ahab, and Ahab met with Elijah. He said, oh, it's you who troubleth Israel. He said, not me, it's you that's messed this thing up. I'm doing God's will. You caused this foolishness. And so he said, gather all of Israel. Gather all of Israel. We're going to have a contest. Get all the prophets of Baal that eat from Jezebel's table. Get all the prophets of Ashereth. Get all the governors. Get all the constituents. Get all the leaders of Israel. We're going to have a meeting here. We're going to find out whose God is God. So they gathered. They gathered everybody together. Elijah said, we're going to have a contest. We're going to see whose God is God. We're going to have an altar here. You'll chop up a bullock, and then you call on God, and the God that answers with fire, he'll be God. And all the people said, amen. Whoever God answers with fire, that will be God. See, Elijah asked him, he said, how long halt you between two opinions? You know, you got a lot of church folk like that. They don't know if God is God or if Buddha is God. Is Jesus the only way, or are there many ways? Stop listening to Oprah. Amen. Y'all be amazed, and I ain't gonna say no more names because it might get me in trouble here, but y'all be amazed at some of these high witches. High witches. That's why they're so wealthy. Bow and worship me, and I'll give you. Not that we equate riches with that, but that's why. Amen. So they gather together, and Elijah says, okay, y'all go first. Now, you got to understand something about these guys. These weren't your, you know, just little card tricks, you know, which one is the ball under? Wrong. No, it wasn't them type of magicians. These were high-ranking. Remember Moses, when he went before Pharaoh, you know, and threw his rod down and became a snake, they kind of chuckled. A snake. They all threw their rods down. They all came snakes. So these guys wasn't playing no games. You have to understand, in certain places in the world, they can still morph into different images and stuff. Oh, it still happens. So these weren't kindergarten guys. These prophets of Baal, they had released the frequency over Israel. That's why famine and evil was prevalent. And so they began to call on their God. And they started in the morning and went to noontime. Nothing happening. They said, all right, we're going to up this thing a little bit. They start cutting themselves as what they did. They started to shed the blood as a sacrifice. Cut themselves, stab themselves with spears and cut themselves all up until it was bloody. It was blood everywhere. Still not a sound. Some writers say Elijah started messing with them. Say, where's your God? And one writer says, he says, where's your God? Is he using the toilet? That's what the writer said. Is he resting? Where is he? Is he asleep? And then they just cut themselves all through the toilet. Nobody in Israel paid him no more attention. Then Elijah, of course we know the story. Then Elijah said, all right, build back the altar. Build back the altar. He prayed. He said, Lord, all right, answer with fire so that this nation knows that you are the God. And so he puts the bullocks up there. You know the story. And fire, or sometimes, see, we look at fire, but the fire they were equating to or pointing to was not always fire. It was lightning. So lightning struck. Fire, and it sopped up all the water, the bullock and everything. And so the people knew that was God. So he turned the nation at the time, just momentarily turned the nation back to God. He said, gather all the prophets. Don't let one of them escape. 450 and 400. So we're looking at 850 prophets. And he took them down to the brook Kishon, and Elijah slew them all himself. Amen. Slew them. Killed him. Cleaned house. The question is, why could not these magicians who were so powerful and evil do anything? Because Elijah unplugged them in Zarephath.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine. Higher than religion. Higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.